Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Monterey Bay Air Resource District Budget Personnel Nominating Committee meeting of April 15th. The time is 12:45, and at this time, I would like to call this meeting to order. And with that, Siri, roll
Yes.
call. Director Kosmicki.
Here.
Chair Hernandez, Vice Chair Carbone,
Here.
Director Labar, Director Lopez, alternate Director Montesino.
Here.
You have quorum today.
Okay, thank you, Siri. At this time, I'd like to open up public comment on to anyone at this time. They may address the committee on any item not listed on today's consent agenda. At this time, we will allow 3 minutes. And if the public, if they could state their name, and they do have 3 minutes. Items on the agenda today, I will open it up at that time for public comment. So anything not on today's agenda, public comment is open.
No hands are raised online. We did not receive anything at the office, and no one in the boardroom has raised their hand.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to the consent agenda. And the consent agenda consists of routine items which are considered routine and non-controversial. So a motion will cover all items on the consent agenda. We do have only one item. It looks like the February 18th AMBARD Budget Personnel Nominating Committee minutes of February 18th, 2026. So at this time, I'll ask the board if they have any comments. And if not, I'll open this up to the public. Public comment is open.
No hands raised online, no one in the boardroom, and we did not receive anything.
Okay. With that, I'll close public comment and I'll bring it back to the board for a motion for approval.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. And with that, all those who are in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes or abstentions? We will go ahead and that carries, close that item out, and we'll go to the review to the regular agenda item five. Item five is to review the proposed budget for fiscal year 26-27 to provide direction to staff and to recommend approval to the board of directors. And with that, Rosa will give us a staff report. And welcome and thank you, Rosa.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the board. So today I'm going to be going over the draft budget for the fiscal year 26-27. So this is just a brief overview of what I'm going to review. This is how we developed the budget, a budget in brief, which includes all of the different funds, revenue, expenses, our organizational structure, and then our budget schedules. Go ahead. So this is our budget development. In February, we met with the management team to review our prior year and current year budgets, and then they were given the direction to propose new budgets. Those were due on February 27th. We had our workshops in March, end of March and beginning of April. We went to the three counties and we had no public comments on those. Today's April 15th. We're having our first public hearing for the draft budget. And then in June, we're going to have our second public hearing, and our fiscal year begins on July 1st. So this is our budget in brief. Total budget is about 21 million, and that consists of about 9.8 million for the operating budget, and then the non-operating is 11.3 million. So the operating consists of all operating costs and salaries and benefits. And then the non-operating is basically all of our grant payments and then our contributions to the OPEB and pension trust accounts. We have proposed fee increases that are based on the consumer price index for the San Francisco, Oakland, and Hayward area. And that was 2.2% for 2025. And then we have fixed assets, and that includes computer equipment. We've got two vehicles that we're proposing, and then we have several air monitoring pieces of air monitoring equipment that we're proposing. Our OPEB is about it's going to be about 50,000 for this year and 250,000 for our pension contribution. Overall grants is about 10.9 million, and that 10.9 million does include the 500,000 for the electric vehicle incentives that's listed on the next item. And then we do have some wood stove changeout grants that we're carrying over for the current year, and those were funded with the Clean Air Fund. Our next page, sorry. So our largest revenue source, the total revenue is about almost 21 million. Our largest revenue source is from state grants, and that's about 6.8 million. And then that's followed by DMV fees of 4.1 million, and then permit fees of 6.8 million. Our interest income, I increased it this year based on prior and current year numbers. And so our interest is allocated across all funds. So this 1.1 million does not go all to the general fund. It is allocated across the other grant programs. So then we've got expenses, about 21 million. Our largest category is the grant payments, is about 10.4 million. And then that's followed by salaries and benefits of 6.8 million. Our professional services categories includes, it's about 1.5 million, but that includes about 900,000 of pass-through funds. And that's for the advanced technology grant that we got from CARB for the whale watching vessel, and then EPA Inflation Reduction Act monies. Other administrative expenses include items such as insurance, memberships, travel, training, board stipends and expenses. And then that's other admin expenses. And then our other expenditures include the OPEB and pension trust deposits, and then the monies that we transfer to the Clean Air Fund, which is about 20% of prior year penalties and fines, and that's per our Clean Air Fund policy. Okay. This is our organizational structure. So currently we have about 35 employees. We had approval from the board to add a new air monitoring specialist, so I'm adding that to this year's budget. So we'll have a total of 36 employees. So then our budget schedule. So I'm going to go over the operating and non-operating budget schedules. So on page 54 of this packet, you'll see the operating budget. So our total operating budget is about 9.8 million. That includes the 2.2% increase to permit fees, and that's about a $61,000 overall increase. And then we have our city and county per capita fees. We're proposing a 5 cent increase, and that'll be about 38,000. Salaries and benefits. Also, we have in the budget 2.2% pay increase, and we are currently in negotiations. So that's we just put that in our budget for right now. And that includes the additional full-time employee in the air monitoring division. And then increases in retirement and have the health benefit rates. So our projected deficit overall is about 544,000. So then this chart just shows where our operating revenues are coming from. So we get grants from the EPA for our 103 PM 2.5 program, and then the 105 grant is about 428,000. State subvention grant is about 177. We have total permit fee revenues about 3.5 million. Asbestos and Title V, about 655,000. And then DMV fees, just the operating portion of it is about 1.1 million. City and county contributions total 500,000. The grant administration funds that we get from CARB is about 726,000. And state funded revenues, we have other smaller grants. They total about 278,000. Then we have other revenues, and that also includes some other type of grants. We have penalties and fines about 201,000, and then interest income for the operating. So this would be just our general fund is 300,000. So this is just a historical picture of our permit fee revenues. So if you can see in the red is the major source categories, And it's been about the same for since like 18, 19. So it hasn't had much change. Our blue is our the rest of our permit fees. And in the last 3 years, it hasn't been too much change. There has been a dip in the current year. That's due to several permits that were canceled from our bigger sources. Okay. And then our fixed assets, we have about 236,000 in total. We've got some air monitoring equipment for about 50,000, information systems equipment, server computer equipment, about 95,000. And then we have two vehicle replacements, one's for the, it's actually one replacement for the older compliance vehicle, and then an air monitoring for the new air monitoring specialist. So our non-operating budget, that's on page 43. So our total non-operating is about 11.3 million, and this includes all of the grant funding, electric vehicle incentives, and then just other non-operating expenditures, which is the OPEB and pension trust. So there's just a list of our different programs. Our AB 2766 is about 2.2 million plus the 500,000 for electric vehicles that's being proposed. Our AB 923 program, we've got about $3 million in grants and 10 for the infrastructure project. Other Carl Moyer, we've got about $2 million for ag and marine vessels, and then offsite mitigation grants. We've been holding on to about 150,000. We're trying to get some grants for a school bus with some change out grants, the 50,000 that is being carried over from the current year. And then CAP is about $2 million, and that's that goes to the disadvantaged and low income areas. And then we have our farmer grants. That's about $1 million for replacement of farm equipment, irrigation pumps, and heavy duty trucks. And then our OPEB and pension total about 300,000. So our projected fund balance at the end of 2026 for our general fund, currently we've got about 7.1 million in unreserved. And then we've got these reserves in the design designated for economic uncertainties, about 2.4 million. And we just have a reserve in there for the OPEB and pension, about 530, and then 100,000 for the building and facilities. So our total projected fund balance at the end of 6/30, that should be 2027, is about 10.1 million. And with that, you know, if you have any recommendations or directions for staff, or if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do you foresee, anything in danger for operating revenues from the EPA or the state? So it's just kind of status quo.
That's a really good question. Word on the street with rolled or zero out are 105 and 103 grant programs. That's for general air quality management and PM2.5 monitoring programs, respectively. So that's about $500,000 to the agency that might go up in smoke. So that's one area. There's a lot of support too that EPA helps us with that we may have to contribute more in kind work to prosecute cases such as asbestos violations and that sort of thing, since we don't think that EPA is going to really be doing much enforcement of environmental laws, unfortunately. So there's a lot of additional cost associated with some of the, at least rumors at this time, as to what's going to be happening and how districts across the country are going to be impacted by EPA's withdrawal of funding.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good thing we have very healthy reserves, obviously. And I guess the only question I have is, do we know for 25-26 where we're on track as far as we usually have a surplus in relation to the projected budget?
I think in your in the board of directors pocket, I think it was about 136,000
How much?
surplus currently.
How much?
136,000.
Oh,
I think that's what it was. I'd have to look at the packet, the other packet, because I think I reported through February.
would remind too that this is a deficit budget, but we always try to come in. We don't include things like fines and penalties, and we're doing pretty well in interest. But I will just remind the board too that with respect to the liabilities associated with our retirement trust account and funding that, we're several million dollars in the hole there. So that accounts against our liabilities, and that's looked at in each audit. So we also, on our stationary source program, which is the program paid by fees, we're only covering about 70% of the amount needed. We've been sued numerous times on you can't overcollect in that fee category, so we try to play it safe, but we're underwriting about $1 million for that shortfall as well. So, you know, it looks good on paper, but there are reasons why we have the fund balance, and it does help protect the agency through financial turmoil or turbulent times, which we may be entering. So we feel pretty fortunate to be in that case, and we're positioned well should we need to keep staffing levels going through some of the rough times. And we're just seeing a general decline in the number of sources that are out there, especially in the Title V, if you remember the red graph, area graph showing basically flatlined over the past year. Actually, it's going down, the number of sources, and it's just a factor of the cost of living in the area. People are not citing large industrial sources here any longer. So, but we have open arms if they do come in, and we will process any kind of permit application for those Title V facilities.
Thank you.
No hands are raised online. We did not receive anything at the office, and no hands are raised in the boardroom.
Mic on. So at this time, I'll bring it back. There is a recommendation to review the FY 2026-27 draft budget and provide direction to staff as necessary. And the recommendation is for approval to the board of directors, including any changes recommended by the committee. So with that, I am looking for a motion to carry this recommendation forward to the regular board of directors.
Well, move the staff recommendation. As is, and
sorry.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any noes or abstentions? Okay, motion carries to bring that forward to the board, to the regular board meeting. With that, we'll move on to item six. This is to receive a report and recommend adoption of approval of resolution approving fiscal year 2025-26 budget revisions for Schedule A to the board.
Hey, thank you. Hope this is my last budget revision for the current year. So we reviewed our budget to actual through the end of February, and we determined what type of adjustments we are needed just to carry forward through the end of the year. I attached Schedule A, which has a list of all of the proposed adjustments, and anything over $10,000 needs to come to the board. So I listed some of the higher amounts that we're proposing. So the planning division is just moving some funds due to the, you know, change in staff time allocated between their programs. So they're decreasing about $105,000 from the general fund salaries and benefits. And we're going to move about $82,000 to the Moyer fund salaries and benefits, and then the farmer fund about $22,100. Compliance division had the same type of situation. There's allocating staff time in a different program. So we're decreasing the permitting program in compliance about 24,000, and we're moving that over to the complaints division program. Professional services in IT, based on our year-to-date analysis, we're decreasing professional services in the operations of 7,800 and building and maintenance of 12,000, and we're increasing the professional services in the IT division about $18,800. And then air monitoring, our fixed assets in the general fund, we're increasing it about 37,700. And then we're just going to decrease various of the AB 2766 expense accounts for the air monitoring division to cover the purchase. It was two new UV primary standard analyzers that we were required to purchase. So the net effect overall is zero. We're just moving the monies between funds. So the schedule is attached. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions?
I like the zero part.
Okay. I'll open this up to public comment. Public comment is open.
No hands are raised online. We did not receive anything at the office, and no hands are raised in the boardroom.
Okay, thank you, Siri. With that, we'll close public comment and I'll bring it back. There is a to the board, there's a recommendation to receive report number two, recommend that the board of directors approve fiscal year 2025-26 budget revisions per the attached Schedule A. With that, looking for a motion for approval?
To approve as recommended.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Noes or opposed? Okay. Motion carries. And with that, I believe that concludes today's
Thank
business,
you.
and we will reconvene at 1:30 for the regular board of directors meeting. Thank you.